this on Sunday. John Cena loses his number one contendership, and he took it so badly. Kiss the WWE World Heavyweight Championship goodbye.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hello and welcome to this week's Second Shift podcast. I think it's 32 and I ain't got Katie here to ask, so we're going to make it episode 32 of it in. And we've got a team back. We've got some proper Second Shifters here with me this week. And making his return after about a month, we've got Ant. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm good, mate. How are you? Your tiny little Napoleon of baked goods.
Wow. I want that on a t-shirt. That's awesome. I'm good. How have you been over the last month, buddy? It's been ages. What do you think about wrestling and everything?
Yeah, I've been watching little bits of wrestling. I've had a bit of a health scare at the minute. Me and the Big C have had a little acquaintance, but I'm all
hope
good.
You kicked him into touch and everything.
Well, I don't even think I've got him any. So, yeah, so all good. So I'll find out next week if exactly what the thing is, but I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good, which is the main thing.
I'm feeling good. There we go. Glad someone got that. That just weren't me. You sound like an absolute cheddar gorge.
I'm a big Nina Simone fan, man.
Going now to our other one. We've got Walker. How are you?
And I'm feeling good. I was on mute and I was singing it. And I forgot to unmute myself, but I'm doing well. How are you?
You had to have soul, didn't you?
Yeah, you know.
I really did not expect that.
Oh, yeah, I'm full of surprises. I'll tell you what, mate, I'm full of surprises. I'm also, as usual, full of alcohol. This week, my performance is sponsored by a £20 bottle of Jack Daniels. I have drunk half of it. I'm quite pissed.
Well, I'm drinking as well.
And I'm drinking, so this could be a slurry event at the end.
Yeah.
So, awesome. You sure that's only alcohol you got, Walker?
Yeah, he's going to start slurring in a few hours, isn't he?
We all know what that kind of means, and yes, I'm currently in the process of rolling some extracurricular activities.
Right, this is the drinking game for this show. How many times will Walker say, "I'm burnt"? Every time he says that, take a shot, and by the end, you will be trash.
Safe.
My drinking game's always been, when Wayne swears, I'll take a little swig. And I usually do end up half cut.
Now we're live and recording, I want to put a fucking thing. I've got a fucking segment idea. Considering both myself and H are not around as often as we were in the summer, I thought both myself and H could occasionally send in clips, and we entitle this "What the Students Are Doing," where we send in a clip telling them how fucking shit our lives are, so we can all keep it up to date with the stupid mishaps that we're doing as H prepares for his exams and does the smart student way, and I just get fucking trashed. What do you guys actually think?
I don't give a fuck what students think. I work at Cambridge University, mate. I can't be doing with
fucking students. Oh, jeez, do you know a girl called Steph Durricott?
Oh, yeah, I know all of them, don't I?
Yeah, because I fucked her once.
His only conquest in life.
Please, if it was my only conquest in life, I'd probably be dead by now.
Is there an abnormally large girl or anything, Ant, when you walk around Cambridge, like the size of a room or anything? Does that
yeah,
well be her?
She's got a picture of Walker's face on her t-shirt. So you're like the Simpsons one with Marge yeah. Simpson. That one.
You know, that don't have to be printed incorrectly to be deformed, because the picture is already...
Well, it's really large because of the gaps in his teeth, isn't it?
Hey, not the teeth!
We ain't even started the show yet.
Oi, it's funny you bring up fat birds, because last Monday I almost fucked a fat bird, but she was on a period, but like, and she tried to...
I can allow you to drown, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, I would have. And also, she's going to suck me off, but she had tonsillitis, so she tried to give me a hand job, and I shit you not.
And she had a fake hand.
No, her hand's just literally fat like sandpaper. So that was just like the worst experience of my night. I went to London and came back with a fat chick, and I was like, fuck, it's terrible.
A fat chick that weren't even grateful and couldn't fuck.
Yeah.
Fat chick and a KFC bucket. Perfect.
Yeah. So yeah, that's one of the many stories I can tell in detail on what the students say. If everyone's interested in, if you are interested, tweet me and then tweet Legend, because Legend's not gonna like that, because I'm gonna say the C word a lot, so it's cool.
Is that what you do? Instead of going to the cinema and putting a hole in the bottom of the popcorn, you just put a hole in the bottom of your KFC bucket?
Who puts a hole in the bottom of the fucking popcorn, you freak? What the fuck is that about?
You need to do the popcorn trick, I'm sorry, man. That's just not working with me, man.
That don't work with me either. No popcorn trick, just flop it out, mate.
Just flop it out and go for it.
Or what I used to do is, well, not when I was at cinema, or on a train. I've had a blowy on a train before. Just get a coat. Just put a coat over your lap, done. The coat's going up and down.
What, like, you could pretend you're doing a magic trick. Look, the coat's going up and down with no hands.
This is jokes, man.
Right, like, let's go into the first segment, which is the emails. I think we've got three this week, if I can count properly, which is a debate. And we're going to start off with Dermid.
And who?
Dermid.
I'm just calling him D. Dermid, I'm calling you D. I don't speak Irish, I'm sorry.
I think he's either spelt crack wrong, and well, we'll find out in anyway.
No, he's spelt it C-R-A-I-C.
C, yep.
Yeah, Irish. See, I don't speak Irish. Even though I'm half Irish.
Even though you just corrected me and we didn't even go into that. That's brilliant.
See?
Anyway.
That means I can write Irish, but I can't speak it. What a bugger me Jesus. What has Dermid got to say anyway?
Alright, lads.
You're right, lads.
What's the crack?
Oh, what's crack. The crack?
Dermid. He's putting brackets because he knows I was probably going to fuck it up. Here, sorry, I'm not able to be on the show this week. Unfortunately, the excuse that Wayne told me to use didn't quite work to get me out of my previous commitment. Basically, he had some... this is coming back to me now. Basically, he had to do something with his girlfriend, and I told him that girlfriends come second, and talking to imaginary internet man about dancing rabbits on wrestling comes first, but obviously that weren't good enough.
Always remember.
Hopefully I can be on again soon. But anyway, here's a topic I'd like to hear your thoughts on. As I was saying last time when I was on the show, I stopped watching wrestling between 2002 until about 2010. I was also thinking that I'd go back and watch some of the TLC matches that I've missed during my break from wrestling before the pay-per-view this weekend. Which ones would you guys recommend, and which ones are the best TLC matches? Also, speaking of TLC, what do you make of them calling it tables, ladders, chairs and stairs this year? And is anyone actually excited by the prospect of a stairs match? Look forward to hearing your responses and talking to you soon. Dermid.
Oh, fucking Jesus.
I'm not really a good one to do because I had a break about the same time, maybe a little bit later, from about 2004 to 2010. So, Walker, you're the one that went through the scenery era. What TLC matches should he go back and catch?
There was a match with CM Punk, The Miz, and Alberto Del Rio. I thought it was pretty decent. There was a triple threat in the Continental title match between Jack Swagger, Dolph Ziggler and Kofi Kingston, which was decent. John Cena versus Edge was quality. I can't remember. I can't believe I forgot all about that. That match was absolutely sick. Bloody hell, I'm baked already. Jeez.
Right, have a drink.
And TLC 4. Hold on.
Going over to you, Ant. What are your favourite TLC matches then?
Well, my favourite TLC matches are obviously like 2000 and WrestleMania 17. But as I said on the AWA All Wrestling Week in Review this week, sorry, I've had a drink as well.
I was going to say, spit it out.
I know. Anything with Edge, Dermid. Anything with Edge. So if you were out of wrestling from 2000 to 2010, in the middle of that, you've got Edge versus Ric Flair, Edge versus John Cena, Edge versus Undertaker. Pick one of those three and just watch it. Any TLC match with Edge will be fantastic. So that's the way I'd go. And what was his other question?
What do you think of their match you're calling it? Tables, ladders and chairs and stairs. And are you actually excited by the pay-per-view?
I'm intrigued by the pay-per-view. I'm optimistic. Obviously, we're in December and December's never a good month for wrestling. So you just got to take it as it is. So, yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to it to a certain extent because it's not Raw. Apart from that, the TLCS, it's just Full Metal Mayhem, then, isn't it, basically?
I'm guessing by that noise that Walker is back.
He's back, he's back.
Yeah, you know the back, score.
Just smoke some crack.
It's funny because it's true.
So, do you agree then, Walker, that any TLC match with Edge is worth a fucking look?
Yes. Oh, yeah, his match with The Undertaker, that was the one I was thinking of. Oh, and Christian and Zabar Dario.
There we go.
Okay, yeah. That's all I can think of to mind, because I can't feel my feet right now.
God, that's good stuff, isn't it? You've only just got going.
I told you, it's not marijuana, it's crack.
There we go. Right, I'm not even going to ask him if he's excited by them last putting stairs at the end of the title, because anything's going to make him laugh at the moment. So
I think it's a little weird, though, let's be honest. Like, just because there's a match involved, because there's a stairs match, which, well, by the way, if they change the name from chairs match or stairs match to chairs are legal and stairs are legal and you could get disqualified using any other weapon but those, it would make more sense. But a chairs match and a stairs match just doesn't make no sense, does it, really? But
just call it anything.
Full Metal Mayhem.
Exactly what it should be called, really, to be fair. Just say any metal goes. And I don't mean like Def Leppard coming down doing a jam.
I was thinking of like metal. Fucking no, I'm what? Not gonna go into that.
No, go on.
I was gonna say like now. Weird bondage and shit and alright, anyway.
That's leather, you fool.
No, I know, I meant what is it when a submissive when they beat the hell out of
them? Dominatrix.
That's it. Dominatrix.
Yeah, but they do it with whips and shit. That's with whips and that, isn't it?
Nipple cramps. Clamps.
I've got cramps in my nipples. Nipple cramps. Oh dear, that's brilliant. Nipple cramps.
Yeah, I fucked up there.
Oh dear, that's funny.
How do you get a cramp in your nipple, man? You have to
nipple cramps. Oh, that really got me. Oh dear. Sorry, mate. Good email, Dermot.
Yeah, hopefully he'll be on next week to bring some
TLC to nipple cramps.
Oh, I hope he's back on next week to bring some class, because this is really going crazy. Going over to Ant's friend now. Have a guess who it is.
Oh, does he like nickels up his arsehole?
Yeah, that's the one.
Alright, so fucking Andy Anderson.
But he won't direct anything to me now because he thinks I'm off for a while, so.
Well, that's where you were wrong.
He's oh, really? I get a mention, do I? Brilliant.
The whole emails about you, mate.
Oh, dear.
You guys should just work in it, you and Andy.
Anyway, in homage to Ant. Hello, gents. At least it's not Cheerio.
Cheerio.
Hello, gents. Sit. I'm glad that's tickling you after all these weeks.
Oh god, I can't feel my teeth.
Have another drink.
Okay.
Oh, I mean, this is my drinking game.
Right. Hello, gents. Since Ant has stopped his gimmick of the statistical corner, I thought I'd take a crack at it this week.
Yeah, he did. And, fair play to him. He's done a very good one. But he didn't do
this week's statistic corner,
did he?
No, you've just done it, so.
I've just done it for him. There you go.
I have stats and info about Superstar of the Year Slammy winners. The Slammy Awards are on hiatus from 1997 to 2008.
Were they?
Apparently.
Yeah, fair enough.
I can't remember them during the Attitude Era, to be fair.
No, I can't, to be fair. I remember it sort of Hogan days. And if you go back and watch it on the network, because you've got it, go back and look at the director at the end of the Slammies. And it's Kay Fabe is the director.
They actually called it Kay Fabe.
Kay Fabe is the director of the Slammies.
That's quite cool. I like that.
That is quite cool. I saw that the other day.
I was going to say, the earliest memory of the Slammies I've got is Owen Hart with the broken arm.
I always remember Gorilla Monsoon for some weird reason. I always sort of remember that was his time to shine, Gorilla Monsoon. So that's what I remember of the Slammies, but I certainly haven't watched it for years.
All right, next one. Every superstar that's gone on to win that award since 2009 has proceeded to battle for the WWE Championship at the following WrestleMania. The only person to win the award and not battle for the championship was the first winner in 2008, Chris Jericho, who instead defeated three WWE legends in Roddy Piper, Ricky Steamboat, and Jimmy Snuka at WrestleMania 25.
So that's six in a row then have gone on to face at WrestleMania for the next
seven
year.
With Roman Reigns by look of it.
Yeah, yeah, certainly. I mean, yeah, that's sort of mind blowing a little bit.
Right, anyway, Sharp Walker. Okay. In 2009, John Cena went on to WrestleMania 26 and defeated Batista by submission. Oh, he's actually gone through to list each one, right. So John Cena in 2009. 2010 was John Cena to 27 to take on The Miz.
Patton starting.
In 2011, CM Punk went on to WrestleMania 28 to retain against Chris Jericho. 2012, Cena went on to win. And 2013 was Daniel Bryan. That's the new superstar for you to look up. Daniel Bryan went on to defeat Triple H to go on to the main event, take on Randy Orton, Batista, and made Batista tap out with submission to win the WWE title at WrestleMania 30.
Okay, fair enough. Who was the one in 2008 that didn't?
Everyone except John Cena. John Cena? Oh, my God.
John Cena.
You sounded like you burnt your tongue on your tea and now you can't pronounce your words correctly.
Everyone except John Cena in WrestleMania 27 and ended up winning or retaining the WWE Championship. Do you see... So no, I don't say that. It's just saying that only even one of the matches were failed. Do you see Roman Reigns continuing the streak, or at least facing the champ at WrestleMania? Thanks for reading my email, and that has been my
suck my dick.
So, yes, I think we've already answered that last bit, and that's Roman Reigns, surely, isn't it?
Roman Reigns is going to WrestleMania. Whether he wins or not, remains to be seen, but he certainly will be at WrestleMania.
He's
going to
have two matches at WrestleMania.
Why?
The other one he won't know much about.
I completely concur with that as well. Yeah.
Because I think he'll win the title and Seth Rollins will cash in straight away.
Yep, I completely agree. Brock and Roman Reigns
rip
shit out of each other until they both collapse. Reigns will win the title. He'll barely be able to lift the title in the air and Rollins will come down.
That's
the way I see it and that's the way I want to see it as well, to be honest.
Oh, do you think? Oh, guys, I never had the chance to say this before. I'm backtracking here. We're going really off topic. But do you think Rollins and Ambrose are going to have another match at Mania? Because Ambrose hasn't beat him yet, and it would come full circle if he beat him at Mania, wouldn't it? Kind of. What do you think?
I don't really sure where Ambrose is going to fit in on the WrestleMania front, to be honest. So
feuding with Bray's really put him down, isn't it? Not in the rankings, but in away from that top tier, which he was for a couple of months.
Yeah.
It won't be much effort to put him back in there, but
yeah. Well, maybe he'll face Ambrose and beat Ambrose and then cash in. It's up in the air at the minute. I'm sure it's already been booked probably about 6 months ago by the WWE creative, but I don't know. I don't really see Ambrose in a WrestleMania feud at the moment, but that will change.
I still say I can't wait till next month because then it's Rumble season, Rumble WrestleMania season. That's just that 4 month period. Just awesome.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind seeing Ambrose versus Triple H, to be honest. That'd be awesome to me, but that's fantasy booking 101.
Yeah, I'd like to see Sting versus Triple H as the Sting match.
Sting up your arsehole, mate.
I wouldn't mind. Right.
Oh. Really?
I don't know about you just guys.
Thanks, really Andy weird. Anderson, for your email anyway, and please send really one scared. Again next week.
Yeah, and stick more nickels up your arsehole.
Right here on the Second Shift podcast. Right. Last email is that miserable Scott himself.
Oh, is he still emailing this show?
Yeah, he's still about.
Given up by now.
Yeah, he's still about. Living legend. Hey, gentlemen. This year is almost up, and it's time to review back on the year that was. Thinking back, apart from the glare and network issue... Oh, God, he's obsessed. I'm actually happy overall with the WWE. We've had some great surprises, a few pay-per-views that turned out better than expected, and some great development in terms of talent.
I come on the scene, didn't I? This year.
TNA have developed better storylines and have now positioned themselves potentially in interesting 2015. Lucha Underground has been getting great feedback from those who watch, so tell me, what have your personal wrestling year highlights been? The living legend has now left the building, even though I never was in it to begin with. Right.
I'm going to call him MIA from now on. MIA legend.
I like that. So, what, and then, are your wrestling highlights of the year?
Oh, God, it's been put on the spot a little bit, hasn't it?
That's Jeez. Why I'm letting you go first, because I ain't got a clue. Oh, I'm dear. Crap at this sort of thing.
I mean, from... I'd say WrestleMania was a great highlight. That was sort of kick-started the year for me, to be fair. And that's when I started contributing on the AWWIR. So that was a highlight for me.
SummerSlam was good. That was a good event and good company and everything else.
Yeah, and hooking up with you and the little gypsy, that was fun. Got to say, I loved brilliant Japanese wrestling this year. That's been fantastic. Yeah, just the whole year's been decent. I mean, it hasn't been a stellar year by any strength of the imagination, but it has been a good year. I've certainly, performance-wise, I've liked Bray Wyatt. I've liked the way he's come along. Okay, he's getting a bit stale now, but, you know, that is what it is. People get through... It's like the second album. You know, a second album from a band. You know, he's been there for 12 months now, and now it's stale now, isn't it? But it is what it is. Cesaro's fantastic. The future's bright for the WWE, and that culminated at WrestleMania. You could see the future is there. And yeah, I'm talking shit now, so I'll pass over to Walker. Because, yeah, this sort of question needs a good 15, 20 minutes to think about, and I ain't got it.
There we go.
So thanks for going at me first, you twat.
Thank you, anytime. And Walker. We're in the year 2014. What are your highlights, Ben?
I have one standout highlight that I always think about since the moment I saw it. That was when Chavo hit that woman in the face of the Challenge Underground, because I like sexual abuse and domestic violence and men against women violence, because that's jokes.
So you're in the Lucha Underground then? I'll just ignore him now. So you're into Lucha, because I don't think you've been on since... Lucha has been proper in its flow, have you? So what?
No, I haven't. I've just missed the chance to talk about it, and I really enjoy it. I had a problem with how they edited the matchups when you can clearly tell it's edited, and then I just remembered it's not really a wrestling show; it's more of a television show with wrestling in it. And because of that, it's cool, and it's because it's a fucking it's because it's an alternative to what we see in wrestling. So we shouldn't expect the exact same shit that we see from WWE and TNA. So I enjoy it for what it is, and I cannot not watch it. And granted, I've got 3 episodes to catch up on, but still, you know, so I really enjoy watching
it.
You can
not watch it.
You've
done that pretty successfully for nearly a month.
He's only watched 2 episodes.
Oh, I haven't watched 2, I've watched 4. Oh, okay, then it's 1 then. No, right, never mind. Sick.
Yeah, no, Lucha Underground's fantastic. I think everyone's in agreement with that. It is the true wrestling alternative. Because it's completely different.
Well, yeah, if you just... WWE do more than enough programming if you want to just see the same stuff. So you need something different.
We're all from the generation of ADD. 1 hour wrestling is more than enough for me. That's why I love Lucha Underground, and that's why I love fucking NXT.
Safe.
Raw 3 hours, I am literally, me and my Sky remote are fucking basically having sex the way I fast forward it. I must watch about no more than an hour of Raw. So I can, I don't fast forward Lucha and I don't fast forward NXT.
I'm never going to touch your remote again if it's sticky. Ugh.
No, but it's true though, isn't it? You literally plus 30 on your fucking Sky remote the whole way through Raw. I ain't watching this. I ain't watching this. Oh, there's this little segment. I'll rewind a little bit. I'll watch that bit.
I don't skip any of it any week. Honestly, I watch the whole thing.
All 3 hours?
Yep, but what I do is...
You're a glutton for punishment.
No, I stream it through my Apple TV on the screen, and then I carry on looking at porn on my laptop.
That's because you can't fast forward it.
So, yes, I can proudly say I never skip a bit, but if my attention's on, it's a different matter.
So what you're saying is, if you've got skipping capability, use it. But if you haven't, have a wank.
Yep. Awesome. And Raw becomes much more enjoyable 3 hour experience.
You are the weirdest man I've ever had the misfortune of meeting, and I love you so much.
I have got a true second screen experience.
Jesus Christ.
Do you watch wrestling porn? Do you like muscle girls and things like that when you're watching porn?
Oh, no.
Oh, I've watched porn like that before. Oh, that's just crazy. These guys have got bigger arms than me. And it's just like, oh, woman, sort yourself out. But do not stop punching that bitch in the face while you're grinding cunts with her.
Their fucking clitorises are bigger than Lenny fucking Emery's lips, I tell you.
No!
Their clits are as big as my cock, mate. You know what I mean?
Fucking
that was so offensive on so many levels, what you just said.
That's not racist. No, I'm Scaboosie, not Lenny Henry, sorry. I meant Chris Scaboosie. That's not racist. It probably is, if I'm saying that's not that racist, it probably was racist. I'm sorry if I've offended anyone.
I think racism's funny.
Right, moving on. Moving on to Wayne's Water Corner, because I weren't on DSJMP Wrestlecast last night. I'm going to steal that segment and put on here. Go on then.
Wayne's Water Corner.
Why have you made it sound like a goblin for?
I wanted to do it different. Better than Devil Vamp doing it.
No, let's hear his version.
And now it's time for
Wayne's Water Corner.
See, that's much better, innit?
No.
I didn't hear it. You edited it in, so we don't know. So
this is brilliant.
Thanks,
show.
Walker. This is you've ruined the magic,
you
can't
get
you shat on Christmas for everyone. Right.
Well, fuck Christmas. Fuck all you guys, man. All I get is clothes vouchers. I just want money so I can buy crack.
It's because fucking Santa hates you.
Yeah, Santa hates...
He is quite racist, Santa.
Yeah, black bastard.
Here we go. I don't know what's happening.
Black Santa, that would be funny as fuck. I've never seen a black Santa. I want to see one.
There must have been someone. Do it.
Roll him in mud.
What?
Roll him in mud. You know, the black as fuck.
Fucking hell. Right, go on, move on.
Right. time for the rumours. I'll say a rumour, and I just want you guys to say if it's bullshit, true, or if it's just completely pointless, as I'm going to add it to it now, because a lot of them are just like, thanks for telling me that. Right. As of now, although he was discussed to work with the likes of Triple H or Rusev, The Rock will likely be missing WrestleMania 31 next year.
No shit. Do you, people, wrestling fans, actually think that wrestling's like a massive thing?
Obviously they do, because spend all our free time and stuff talking about it.
No, but I mean like to the masses. If you're a wrestling fan, obviously it's a big thing. But do wrestling fans think that the masses must know about wrestling? They couldn't give a shit. So why the fuck would a multi-million pound superstar, movie star, go back and, I want to do WrestleMania? He couldn't give a shit. He's in his ivory tower. He couldn't give a shit. Same as Batista. In their ivory towers, making millions. They've moved on.
Millions of dollars. Millions of dollars.
Money, money, y'all.
So
money, money, yeah, yeah. Money, money, yeah, yeah.
Where we're from, where I'm from.
So you reckon the only chance we'll see WrestleMania and Rock together this year will be if that's just a cameo like last year, then?
Yeah, some bullshit 5-minute thing. He'll be doing movies. Same as Batista. Batista's around April time. He'll be full on doing Spectre, James Bond Spectre. So he ain't coming back, is he?
There we go. Next one. Variety has an article on Destination America trying to do a deal with Netflix. There's speculation that if it gets done, TNA could have programming on Netflix in the future.
Oh, Variety's the new one that TNA's on?
No, I'm taking that as like a website or a magazine or something.
Oh, Variety's the website. Oh, okay.
So, because that's got an article on Destination America trying to broker a deal. So, that'd be awesome. That'd be a way to get eyes on the product.
Yeah, only if you've got Netflix.
Which, in the States...
Yeah, I suppose in the States...
That's a massive thing over there.
Yeah, it's not so massive over here. Like, we've obviously got Sky and so many different... companies getting for it, and it's not I don't know anyone with Netflix, to be fair.
I know a couple, but if you talk to any American, they've got it.
Yeah, they're pretty much all
that's
got
like
it,
their saving grace. They probably watch that more than like cable or whatever. If you talk
I know someone with Netflix. I know someone with Netflix. She's a person that intimidates me a lot. It's
is
my
that
mother.
Your fat friend from Cambridge?
No, it's my mum.
Okay.
So yeah, you was bang on.
Ha! My mum's not from Cambridge, she is from Jamaica. So, lick the underside of my sack, you wanker. Right. My mum's not fat either, you prick!
But no, yeah, fair enough. It gets more eyes on the prize. Anything's good, mate. All publicity's good.
You're a wanker and I hate you.
I know, I'm sorry. I
am. No, I don't hate you really. I hate Wayne. Wayne's a prick.
What? It's my segment, so shut the fuck up. Yeah. Ric Flair will be at NXT. Ric Flair will be at NXT TakeOver 3. Our Evolution. This coming Thursday, according to PW Insider. Although it's unclear if he'll be playing a role during the show.
Oh, last one, he was fucking a joke at, wasn't he? He was hugging Charlotte.
And he was just running around with his jacket. And
crying like a little twat. No.
He didn't even know where he was. They just dragged him out of the home, didn't they, and put him out there, and he was like, bright lights! Swagger!
That's the time they started bringing him back on Raw, and he was just a pure embarrassment, wasn't he? But, yeah, I'm never bothered by any Ric Flair appearance, unless he's weird.
I'd rather have him in this bit, little manager role on NXT, rather than seeing him on Raw trying to mumble words out.
If this is, like, Charlotte's last NXT match, if I was Charlotte, I'd be like, Dad, really? This is me. This is my time to shine. This is my... I've got to do my...
Fuck off, Dad!
Stop following his footsteps up for her career, because it was just... It's just a vibe for her, because she's really, really talented, and she's probably one of the most talented divas I've seen for a long time. So, she doesn't need to follow in his footsteps. She create your own.
There we go. Apparently, Daniel Bryan was backstage at Monday Night Raw and WWE opted not to use him. No shit. Don't really need to go into that one. He was at Raw because he posted pictures on Twitter and Instagram, so...
And he didn't win nothing, so...
That makes... I was going to say that Roman Reigns one was bullshit, but if... Because he was just conveniently there, but I suppose if Daniel Bryan was there, Mad's a little bit of a...
Yeah, it's probably like, you don't know what's going on backstage, do you? It's probably like a little end of year.
They're all shagging each other, that's obvious.
Oh, yes. Oh. Well, that's hearsay, but I'd like to shag them as well.
Hearsay? Oh my god, you're going back a few years, isn't you? A crappy pop band.
Yeah, I can't remember. Mylene Klass was in that, mate.
Liberty X was a better one in that little fucking...
Right, get off Pop Idol. Brilliant.
Which one was Mylene Klass in? Libby X or ASA?
She was
Libby
X, man. That's just Libby X.
No, she wasn't.
Oh, shit. No, she wasn't. My fault.
She was in one of them. But she's fit. Mylene Klass was fit.
Yeah, she'd get it right in the fucking bum hole.
if you would. Not as much as S Club 7, Rachel Stevens, though.
Oh, God, yes. I had one of my first few wanks over it.
Oh, my God, you actually remember. Oh, my God, I bet you put candles out and you sat down.
Oh, dear. That's one of my firsts. I remember one of my firsts. It was Jerry Halliwell. Because I had a bunk bed, right?
This is a true story.
I had a bunk bed, and her poster was on my wall, like the ceiling. And
who was on the other bunk?
And I had my brother, I think. No, it was one of them ones with like.
So you just had a wank from your desk.
No, there was like a desk underneath, and that. It was one of them sort of high beds. And anyway, so her picture was on little Spice Girls picture of all the Spice Girls, but I was looking at Jerry because I like Jerry, and I remember I spunked and it hit the ceiling. And I was like, that is an amazing shot. Fucking hell. Now, dust comes out now. But yeah. 13-year-old Dan. Boom.
I might as well just bring that here. Is it bad if your semen is a little bit green when you come?
Yeah.
I think you better go to the doctors.
Oh, I actually got that to say.
I think you've got more health issues than me.
That's the title for the episode. Walker and his green semen.
I've got green semen. It's really scary. Help.
Right.
Help me.
This rumour rears its head every couple of weeks, so we might as well do it again this week.
We do water cooler better than WrestleCast do water cooler, I think.
I think we do. Well, I do exactly the same. I just sit here in my pants. But right.
He's going to wank when he's bored with us.
He's got the second screen on right now, isn't he?
I bet he has as well. I bet that ain't a lie.
Oh my God.
Why do you think, right, half the time on WrestleCast when they go, Wayne, so what you think? And I go, what?
Oh, Lord have mercy.
You're looking at pictures of Katie on Facebook. Boom.
Right.
Oh, shit. I had a wank of a page 2 days ago. Are you jealous?
Are you jealous? Wayne, bring it back.
It looks like there may be a power struggle within WWE at the moment between Triple H and Vince McMahon. Bauer remarked recently on MLW that Vince will often undercut Triple H on certain moves. And while it might be simple miscommunication, there are struggles between the two.
Tell me something I didn't know. Tell me something new. I'm sure that I'd done that in my Supersonic Second Shift news about 8 months ago.
I know, it happens every 2 weeks. And there's never anything.
One of those stories.
There's never any actual evidence or circumstances. It's just them two bicker. Brilliant.
Exactly. You're at work. When you're at work, you fucking argue about things. That's how you get shit done. You argue about it, you come to a middle ground, you move on. That's called work. And that's clearly what they're just doing.
Here's another Triple H one. Another problem with Triple H is Wall Street is not sold on him taking over for Vince McMahon, and WWE is trying to work out a plan that will get that figured out.
Again, conjecture. I don't know.
What are you sniggering about?
Hey, you just call me
Oh, for fuck's sake. Sniggering.
Oh, my fault. You need to beat that out so I don't get yelled at by legend. Oh, I was looking at... I was looking at pictures of crisps, and then I remember this one time when I put up...
He was looking at pictures of crisps.
It just reminded me of this one time where I put a bag over this girl's head, like a big bag, you know the big bag of sensations, put it over her head after eating them like half an hour before and fucked them with the that on the head.
You, what? A big, you fucked you know this... a bird with a bag of sensations on her head.
An empty bag. I put it on her head because she was quite ugly. She had a lazy eye and it was distracting me.
What was the sensation?
It was the Thai sweet chili ones.
Fulfillment.
I bet if any of that got on her eye, mate, that would have really caused a gammy eye.
What sort of bird allows that to happen?
Drunk birds.
Yeah, I want to know what the sensations were.
Thai sweet chili.
I mean, were they fulfillment or
pleasure? What?
Don't worry, I've gone right.
I'm really confused. You're confusing me.
I've gone right over his head.
You've gone over mine, but I'm quite short.
Sensations! Fucking hell.
Next week's episode of Raw is expected to be a big one, with Brock Lesnar returning. There appears to be a major angle planned.
What?
Next week's episode of Raw is expected to be a big one, with Brock Lesnar returning. There appears to be a major angle planned.
Yeah. Alright. Thanks, Greg Olsen, for writing that article. He's earned his £10.
So obviously I've got to build towards Rumble, and there'll probably be a title match finally. So yeah,
all right, still well, Undertaker might possibly be back for a WrestleMania. There you go. There's one.
This is unconfirmed and may not happen. You've got to put the little disclaimer at the end.
So Stephanie McMahon might be pregnant.
But then again, with a black she might not be right pregnant. Why?
With Mark Punk's... Henry seems to be the front runner. But
he went up with a bar of sexual chocolate and she took him up on his offer.
Oh, yeah.
Macho Man was about.
Yes, he did. She fucked Macho Man's ghost. And now she's having a little macho. A little Randy. She's going to call him.
Oh, yeah. Stephanie Puffo, right.
And if she has, twins, you can call one Elizabeth and one Randy, couldn't you? That'd be awesome if Stephanie had kids. That's what I'd... If Stephanie McMahon was a friend, I'd say if you have a kid, call it Randy. Or Elizabeth.
This is weird now.
I know, move on.
With Punk signing with UFC, Bellator is expected to make a really strong play for Brock Lesnar. Even stronger than they would have otherwise.
Right, let me get on the CM Punk thing. Right.
Here we go.
Bit of beer for the working man.
A bit of JD for the poor student.
Yeah. CM Punk going into UFC is nothing but a freak show to me. People were talking about him fighting people like Michael Bisping, who's a fucking champion in UFC. Not at the moment, but he has been a champion at the highest level. And you're talking about a complete and utter amateur coming through the ranks, almost with this fucking hysteria. I want to talk about this, Wayne. Can you remember Freddie Flintoff, right? The cricketer, fantastic cricketer.
When he done that boxing match.
He done that fucking boxing match. And everyone watched the boxing match. And do you know what people used to say? Okay, he'll be shit, but you're putting more bums in seats in the boxing arena. Now, is that right? I want to watch the highest quality match possible.
You get one match where the views go up. Second one won't generate anything. Why not?
It won't be anything sort of Brock Lesnar buy rates, will it? But anyway, good luck to him. I want to say that now. Good luck to him.
I was going to say, he'll go into it full heart and he'll do all the proper training and everything, won't he? So if he wants to do it, go for it.
But this mass hysteria around it,
again,
just
that's
drives
not
me
Punk,
mad.
Is it? As Punk's fans, there's a difference. He's not. He has stirred a bit of frenzy with that podcast, didn't he? To be honest, that has all been now making sense. Because
promotion's the key to success in them sort of arenas. But I want to see him in the ring first. Let's watch him in the ring. I want to know what fucking weight he's going to be first off.
So say he don't even know, does he? He's only assuming he'll be what one was it? Light heavyweight?
Well,
was it?
I was speaking to Catter about this, and I thought, well, he's got to go in at light heavyweight, which is 185 pounds. And it's looking like he's going to go to middleweight, which is even lighter than that. Which, again, makes me think, why did WWE give us these bullshit build weights? Because CM Punk's build weight is 219 pounds in the WWE. And they're thinking that CM Punk is probably going to go into UFC around about 175 pounds. Jesus Christ, he's either lost a lot of fucking chunk or someone's bullshitting.
Well, it might be the simple fact that he's been losing weight doing certain exercises with AJ Lee. You never know.
Well, he's probably been doing more than that than he used to. But anyway, yeah, I think there's a bit of... The build height and weights have always been a little bit bullshit, haven't they? But yeah, I mean, good luck to the guy. I want to see him in a ring, but I don't get this mass hysteria around it. I really don't. It drives me mad. And people there's websites saying 10 things that he's going to do in the UFC and things like this. And I'm just like, oh, for fuck's sake. It's going to be a freak show to start with. The first fight will be a freak show.
There we go. That's it for Wayne's water cooler. So we'll move on now to previewing and my picks for DSJMP WrestleCast because I weren't on last night.
Oh, yeah. What happened to you? You was in London again for like the 80th time.
Why not? It's good. It's good well, shit.
Bakers must be on, like, millions. You're always in London. Why don't you move to London? Be cheaper.
Probably wouldn't, though, would it?
No, probably not.
So I'm going to just, so no one can't say when I send my picks to Devil Vamp that, you didn't do them. I'm now doing them.
But you're on second shift, so you can't do none of the, I put 20 points. What is that about? They're fucking idiots. For the matches you know the result to.
Well, yeah, you play.
You might as well say, I'll put all of the points on for that one.
Devil Vamp has given me that loophole and I'm going to take advantage of it.
You're the only one that seems to take advantage of it. Fucking hell. Is Rusev going to win? Of course he is. All my fucking points.
They do all the hard ones, right? Like, oh, there'll be no title changes and stuff. I just done like, yeah, Rusev.
Yeah, done. All my points, I've won. Couldn't give a fuck if I lose all the others.
Thanks, sir. Anyway, TLC this weekend. Lots of fun and frolics to be had by all. And the reason we're not doing NXT first, because I think we'd all say on here that that's the one we're more looking forward to. So we'll start with TLC and we'll go through match by match and see if we're feeling it. We'll start with the new match of the pay-per-view, which is TLC-S. And that's the stairs match between Eric Rowan and The Big Show. What are your thoughts then, Ant?
Eric Rowan versus Big Show?
Yeah, are you feeling it or not? Or?
I've never really been over on two big men fighting each other, to be honest. You know, I know that you like watching that when you're watching Raw on your second screen, but not for me, mate. it's not really my thing.
It's funny because he's called gay.
But yeah, no, I'm going to say Big Show win.
How do you think they're going to implement the stair step then?
Well, they'll just... What do you mean? How do you implement it? You fucking hit them in the stairs.
Yeah, and that'll be it. Just no disqualification, but with some stairs.
I'm going to say it's probably going to be a 10-minute match. Most of it will be outside the ring, going into the four stairs around the ring. And that'll probably be it. And then I'm going to say... here we go. Choke slam to end it on the stairs. Or one of them bullshit punches he does, like he's so hard.
You think Big Show? Well, I'm going to go now. I'm going to say Eric Rowan.
Why Rowan?
Because he's the new turn. His push. It's going to be his win.
He's not getting a push.
Well, I think he is. I'm going to put a point on it. So, Eric Rowan plus 1 point for me.
Alright.
Man, you're so gay right now.
So,
what do you reckon?
Go on then, Walker.
I think Eric Rowan's going to win. Well, I'm not putting no points on it because I'm not a twat.
Are you looking forward to a stairs match then, Walker?
What the fuck is a stairs match, mate? You're just going to hit each other with stairs for like 5 minutes. No, of course not. That seems fucking stupid. Rowan, man, he makes wine. You know, I should drink that wine sometime.
I don't think you need it.
He
right,
likes drinking white wine from the furry cup.
Yeah, I see what you did there. Love you too. Yeah.
Chairs match next up on my list: Ryback versus Kane.
Fuck off, Kane.
Fuck off, Kane. You fucking bastard.
Ryback for me.
Ooh. I'm going to bet all my points on Ryback winning. Like, how many points have I got?
Zero.
I've got zero. Because we don't
you
play
You might possibly
game.
Have won if there's any matches on the night beforehand.
Alright, so whatever points I have won to this point, I'm putting points on for Ryback. Feed me more, motherfucker.
There we go. Walker. What are your thoughts of the match?
Ryback, because, like, why would Kane need to win any match anymore? He's so irrelevant, it actually hurts my spleen a little.
He's a disgrace that everyone's Spanish.
I really like Kane as well. I was a big fan of Kane when I was growing up, but it's just like, why are you even here? Just retire. I liked him as an authority figure, then the authority fucking left. It was par.
Oh, I'm going to put a point on Ryback. Next up, we've got the WWE Tag Team Championship
with
The Miz and Mizdow versus The Usos. And are we finally going to see the Mizdow split, or...
Nah, not quite yet.
Not quite yet.
I'm going to say this is... I'm going to say that'll go through till WrestleMania.
They're way too over still.
They are way too over to split them yet. No, I'm going to put all my points that I've won thus far on Mizdow winning.
I would have gone the other tag team and the split would happen this weekend if it weren't for the fact that that was the Usos they're going against. They've only just come off a massive run, so it's not going to be their time yet again. So it's going to be Miz and Mizdow win.
All right, let me throw a question at you. When do you... Would you rather see the split now?
No, but they've really cranked it up, didn't they? Couple of weeks, they've really cranked up, like, Mizdow looking pissed off. That's why I thought that'd be this weekend, but...
They're teasing it. That's fair enough. They're teasing it, but you don't have to go through with it. You could play that out for at least 6 months. And I'm saying play it out for 4 months, because then you've got WrestleMania. And then you could... really escalate a new tag team. Probably, it's probably going to be a New Day, isn't it?
New Day?
New Day. Ooh, Big E, fuck off.
It's a new day, it's a new something else for me, and I'm feeling good again. See, we revolved it right back to where we started.
Boom.
There we go.
360 motherfuckers.
So where do you reckon the straps are going on Sunday then, Walker?
Mizdow still. I still think this has got legs. You know what I mean? You know who has those legs? This girl that rejected me today.
Was she really fat?
No, she's actually fit, mate. I'll show you a picture.
Well, that's why she rejected you.
Well, obviously, mate. Come on. Keep up. But yeah, back to Mizdow. Mizdow is, they're still going to win. They're going to win. I don't see any reason to why they would break them up any quickly, this quickly.
They could, Wayne, in theory.
Yes, and.
Split them up at Royal Rumble if they're both in the Royal Rumble.
That'd be about right with the time frame.
And that would mean that they'd probably need to lose the titles before they do that.
No, not Usos, not fucking Usos.
I'm just saying that's another angle.
Fucking Usos.
If you do want to split them.
Right, moving on. Nikki Bella versus AJ Lee for the WWE Divas Championship. Nikki Bella for me.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go Nikki Bella too. Cause
you know what?
You know what though? I mean, I think Nikki Bella's going to win. Maybe because of Brie Bella. You know what though? I think, yeah, I'm going to go Nikki Bella.
I'm actually going to admit it here. I was having a discussion with someone on text. I'm actually a Bella mark. I'm sorry, there it goes. That's something I needed to be saying. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't surprise me.
I find them funny. They're good.
You find them good?
Yeah. Not mind blowing, but I like them.
In sort of, there's a movie, right, Wayne, called The Room. Now it's like a cult classic now because it is.
Who's in that? I've heard of that. I think I watched it.
No one famous is in it. But it's been toted.
What's that one with Jennifer Lopez where they keep sucking her brain?
Why don't you stop fucking chirping in when I'm talking, motherfucker? You're supposed to be the host. You're supposed to let us talk, bitch.
Sorry. Nah, ladies. Stop your arguing. You both can marry me.
But anyway, there's a film called The Room. I don't know who's in it. I've watched it. But it's been touted as like the worst film of all time. You're watching the film and it's possibly Walker's a stoner. He'd love it. It's possibly the most funny film of all time because it's so bad. Now, is the Bellas on that same sort of ilk, would you say? They're that bad that you find them a little bit amusing.
I just like them. I don't mind their segments. I can watch them. I don't get bored. I don't need my second screen experience.
No, because the Nikki Bella's tits are right there, aren't they?
They're not as bad as what everyone says. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that like they should go in the Hall of Fame or anything. No way. But they're not as bad as everyone go on about.
Yeah, they are. But they shouldn't be watched by millions of people.
Oh, they should go on the Destination America.
If they were like doing pantomime, because it is the season to be jolly for pantomime. If they were doing an amateur dramatics with fucking Kai the Gypsy H down in Lincoln, then I'd applaud them and say, very entertaining, girls. But they're on a fucking television in front of 3, 4, 5 million people in America alone, never mind millions around the world, and I can't... They haven't been to acting school. They certainly haven't been to fucking wrestling school. So what worth do they give me? And I've gone on another fucking Bella rant because you've made me.
I don't understand how the Bellas bring up so much rage, because when I see them, I get a little bit of a woody and then I go and like beat my meat off. So like, I understand.
Fuck. Nikki Bella's fine by me. I'm happy with Nikki Bella. I'd fuck her. Brie Bella is disgusting. And you can say, oh yeah, but they're twins. They're not twins. They're born 3 hours apart, first off.
Oh, sorry, that's all
talked about
different.
Before.
Okay,
and anyway, she's way too skinny, Brie Bella. Have you seen that picture where she's wearing that goat beard? Oh, man.
Right, so that is Nikki Bella for the win for you, and then after all this.
Nikki Bella for the win.
But don't talk
one fucking word while we're having sex. Not one word. But please, though. No. More cock. You're getting this. You're getting what you're given, love. You're having my little sausage.
That can shoot up to the ceiling.
Not anymore. It's dust.
Right. Walker, what are your thoughts on the title match?
I just think Nikki Bella's got to win. I can't. I don't have anything else that's interesting to say as our good friend from Cambridge over here. But, like, penis in it, you know what I'm saying?
Next up is the WWE United States Championship match with Rusev versus Swagger. What are your thoughts, guys?
Rusev matcha, Rusev crush. All my points again, Rusev.
Walker?
I agree, Rusev. If I cared enough to put points on, which I am not going to because I'm not a prick, I would put points on Rusev, but I'm not going to.
I'd have to go Rusev, but I don't know why they've gone back to Swagger. Do you know what I mean? That's what's putting the little seed of doubt in there, but I can't give him the streak to Swagger.
Well, it just brings him back into a mid-card situation. He's been out for a little while, blah, blah, blah. It just gives a tiny bit of provenance onto him, but he doesn't necessarily have to win the match, does he? Because Rusev crushes everybody, so it's... Anyone could lose to Rusev and you're not being buried.
Could it be title goes to Swagger so Rusev can go higher?
No way. Rusev will not lose that title until at least WrestleMania.
Fair enough.
Maybe that'll be the big payoff, that Rusev will probably go up against someone big at WrestleMania and then something will happen. But maybe fucking Undertaker, that'd be pretty good.
Here's the match I'm looking forward to. The WWE Intercontinental Championship ladder match. Dolph Ziggler versus Luke Harper. I'm going to go Harper. And I can't wait for it because I think it's going to be match of the night.
It's certainly one of the closest. I wouldn't want to put points on this one. I reckon Ziggler's so over now. I'm going to say that these two might trade the title a few times. And I think that WWE may be doing a little bit backtrack because of the backlash they got from all the fucking Ziggler fans after he lost the title. I can see the title going back to Ziggler on this one.
Walker?
I think Luke Harper is going to win. This is the problem with not having two world titles, because Ziggler is above the Intercontinental title now, I think. After his performance in Survivor Series, he's very much borderline on that top tier fucking status now. But like, it's just really fucking peak, because like, he can't really put himself in that world title aspiration because no one sees him. Does anybody really see him going up against a fucking Brock Lesnar? So it's kind of awkward because, like, if he wins the Intercontinental title, he's pretty much the same as he was the rest of the entire year, but he still needs to win, innit? So it's just like, I think Luke Harper's gonna win, but I just think this is just a fucking par on Dolph Ziggler, and fuck yourselves because I'm straight and you guys aren't white boys.
There we go. And I said Harper, just to reiterate it. And we'll go now to the tables match. John Cena versus Seth Rollins. If John Cena loses, he will lose his championship match against Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar. Yeah. I think it's going to be Rollins.
I don't know. I'm 50-50. Someone told me on GroupMe earlier that Cena's always apparently loses tables matches. He always loses tables
matches. What knob says that?
I don't know. Someone on GroupMe said that. And I said, look, mate, he actually is only one of two people to beat Edge in a tables match. So, you know, to say that is a bit shit.
I do apologise if there's someone I actually get along with, so I called them an off.
You should. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yes, I can hear you, Clem Fandango.
Yes. But anyway,
that's
just a TV show we like. But anyway, what was I saying? Now I'm fucking off track. But
Rollins.
Yeah, I can. I'm Cena. Fuck it.
No! Walker?
Cena. No one else is ready for Lesnar. There's just no one else. No one else is up to it.
I hear voices in my bum.
Yeah, but he's going to come back as a face, and he's going straight for Rollins, so that's just not happening, man. Cena's next, man. Like, everyone else, Cena's the only main eventer there. Everyone else is up a mid-card. That's the par on having Orton, Punk and Brian just leave like that, and Roman Reigns just injured. It's par and all them, like, they've got no top stars. It's par.
Wait, here's a twist for you, which might help you a little bit. Mm-hmm. Their Cena's versus Lesnar would be pretty much Royal Rumble, wouldn't it? Now, let's put it this way. I would rather have Lesnar versus Cena at Royal Rumble and me knowing that Lesnar's going to win, or rather than Cena losing against Rollins, Cena going to the Royal Rumble, and me thinking the whole way through the Royal Rumble, is fucking Cena going to win? That's why I'd actually rather Cena to win this one.
Well, I'm going to still go Rollins, but yeah, I'll see your point.
Okay, Wayne. If Rollins wins, who's the number one contender next? Who's next?
That's what they'll sort out when Lesnar comes back.
That what a fucking cheap ass fucking way to duck a question, man. You fucking disgust me.
Yep, and I'm a politician. Moving on to the TLC match, Dean Ambrose versus Bray Wyatt. Where are we going? Right, take a shot, guys, he's baked. Where are we going with this one? I ain't got a clue. I'm gonna think Wyatt needs it more than Ambrose.
Wyatt won the first one, my friend. Ambrose.
So you're saying that? Yeah.
It's got to be Ambrose to tie it up. Got to be.
Perhaps then they go their own way at Rumble. And this gives Wyatt. I'm gonna go Wyatt because I'm not gonna cheap out just because you put something different. So I'm gonna go Wyatt. This is one I really ain't got a clue which way it's gonna go. So I'm willing to take a hit on this one. I say Wyatt. You say Ambrose. Walker.
Wyatt.
Think Wyatt too?
Yeah, prick.
Because either way, Ambrose is going to look a star, come out stronger. Wyatt mm-hmm. needs a win. Why does Wyatt need the win? He got the first win.
Oh, guys, I got to tell you right now, man. Like, Wyatt needs this win more than anybody else because he's just broke away from the fucking family and he desperately needs a win. And the end of the last match, he got his ass kicked. There's no way. If he loses this, then what the hell's the point of him changing him up and letting him be all unleashed and shit if he doesn't win properly? Like, come on. He definitely needs this.
We said the exactly same thing around the same sort of time that he was feuding with Cena, and it didn't happen.
Yeah, but I think it's different because it's Cena, and you know Cena always prevails in the end, and he's just gone off by himself because, like, hold on, let me just take a bit of this. Oh, shit.
That's good crack.
Just as he, like, left this, he still had the family behind him, so he still kind of was, like, bigger because he still had two underlings. He's got no one now, and he's now, I'm all even crazier because I'm all by myself. He needs to win. That's just, Ambrose could lose all the time, and he'd be fantastic because it's just Ambrose, isn't it? You know what I mean? Just look how he fucking came out of the ambulance at Raw. I tell you what, mate, if I hadn't just finished wanking before I started watching Raw, I probably would have got a boner. So, there, I'm just going to throw that out of here. And on that fucking note, guys, I need a poo. I'll be back in about 5 to 10 minutes. Good God!
Oh. It's gone, there you go. He gets boners over Dean Ambrose.
Well,
there you have it. World exclusive.
That is an end of the segment, and that is...
You couldn't end that segment better, I don't think.
Brilliant.
That was like the Fawlty Towers of ending segments.
Right, moving on after that bombshell. We're going to go over to the NXT special event. NXT R Evolution. Or Evolution, I don't know. Evolution. I want to say it. So, nice, quick, simple one. We'll go through each segment. So I'll leave the special appearances to the end. We'll start with Hideo Itami versus Finn Balor. Balor, however we want to say it. Versus the Ascension.
There's something wrong with your speech.
There is.
Finn Balor. Just call him
the Finn. Irish dude.
Just
the
Irish dude.
The Irish dude. Hideo Itami versus the Ascension then. I'm quite looking forward to this, only for Balor, to be honest, because like I said last week, he has been so good since he's come in, everything about him.
You'd touch him, wouldn't you?
I would touch him.
You would.
And
there you go. There's another.
It's got to be there, man. I'm sure he'd get the victory, go over Ascension.
Of course it is. And I've been a massive, massive Kobayashi fan for a few years now. So, you know, Kenta, Devitt, boom. Sorry, Itami and Balor, boom.
There I we can't. Go.
Daniel Bryan's was easy, wasn't it? The name change. Because it's from Bryan Danielson, Daniel Bryan. Fair enough. Kevin Steen's will be easy. Kevin Owens, that's fine. But from Prince Devitt to Finn Balor, or Balor, or whatever, and then Kenta Kobayashi to Hideo Itami. I've not quite got there yet. I will, but not yet.
Balor has been the one that's conditioned in a lot easier than what Itami has. There's just something missing with Itami. I don't know what it is.
It helps if English is your first language.
Yeah.
But yeah.
What do you think the special thing of Balor's going to be then? He promised to bring something different. Do you reckon that's the body paint?
Oh, God. I don't think they'll do that. I don't think they'd do that. Because they're a tag team, you'd want symmetry, wouldn't you? So, unless they both come out in body paint.
No, I don't think they're a tag team. I think they're more two individuals that have been shat on by the Ascension.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying. Okay. I don't think it's that. But I wouldn't want to speculate either. I don't know.
Okay. Next up is the NXT Tag Team Championships, Lucha Dragons versus the Vaud Villains.
I've got to say,
the Vaud Villains, those short, silent movies, have been amazing.
That one where they fall off the building and they've got like X's on their eyes. I fucking loved that one. I was pissing myself. NXT is fan-fucking-tastic.
They've finally found with the Vaud Villains something different than the music which they took away.
Oh, but dude, the Vaud Villains
those silent
are
movies.
Good. Vaud Villains
has been good. I've got to say, I might buy a Vaud Villains t-shirt. I do like the Vaud Villains t-shirt.
Maybe we could both be like Vaud Villains. I love the fucking Vaud Villains. I have done for a few months now, to be fair.
Do you like cheesy tag teams?
I do. What are you saying? You going to say bromance? You about to say fucking bromance? I'll fucking rip gullet out.
Bromance.
Fuck you, man. Tag teams should be like that. Fucking hell, man. We're from the 90s. Like, watching wrestling in the 90s. Legion of Doom, Axe and Smash. There's got to be something about these fucking tag teams. You know, there's got to be a little gimmick to all the tag teams. Because that's what makes them tag teams. I don't want, like, just two normal fucking blokes. I don't want Kane and Daniel Bryan fucking together. I don't want that. I want two guys that, like I said earlier, pure symmetry. And that's what I like in my tag teams. Fucking Legion of Doom with a classic of that. Heart Foundation. The Rockers. You know, old school tag teams. Even the fucking Headbangers. They had that symmetry.
Who's going over them?
Oh, Bold Evidence. All day long.
Really? I think Lucha Dragons.
Nah, I'm going with the team I want to win. So I'm going.
We'll settle this. I'm taking you back from Nugget.
Yeah, I'm back. What's going on?
NXT Tag Team Championships, Lucha Dragons versus the Vaude Villains.
Lucha Dragons.
There we go. I hate to say it, but me and Walker have actually got quite similar opinions on stuff. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Oh, you're a prick, ain't you, fat bitch?
Next up, the NXT Women's Championship, Charlotte versus Sasha Banks. I think Sasha Banks.
She is going to win, isn't she?
I'm quite happy with that. I like Sasha Banks.
No, I'd rather it be someone else, to be honest, out of that sort of pool of talent.
Sasha is your next AJ for when AJ buggers off.
You think she's that talented, the ring?
Not that talented, but that's going to be the character, I mean, will be. That's who's going to replace her.
You could get a more talented wrestler.
I don't think Sasha's that bad in the ring. She's got a good, like, finishing move set and that. The way she rounds the match out and stuff is quite good.
She's adequate. That would be my word for it.
But you don't get time on the main roster to be anything more than adequate, though.
No, you don't. No, you don't, which is another fair point, to be fair. It's a fair point to be fair, Wayne. But no, it's going to be Sasha Banks. I'd imagine this is going to be Charlotte's last match in NXT before she new ventures up into the main roster. And good luck to that girl, because she fucking deserves it, to be fair. She really, really does. And I can't wait to see a triple threat. AJ Lee, Paige, Charlotte. Yeah, that'll do. Definitely.
Walker. Women's Championship match.
I really hope Charlotte wins, but I could definitely see... because she made an appearance right before here to promote the thing, so I think she's still going to be down there for a bit. So, allow that. She's going to win. Still your fucking champion. It's my friend Charlotte. Thank you, Charlotte. I hope you win, because I love you. And suck my dick.
NXT Championship. Adrian Neville versus Sami Zayn. If Zayn loses, he will leave NXT. I'm going Adrian Neville.
Oh.
I think Sami Zayn's getting his call up. He's doing a Bo Dallas.
No, not yet.
Nah, man. Zayn's winning this match. Bad time, too.
Either way, I think we win.
Wayne, you've got pure gold in Kevin Steen and Sami Zayn and their history together.
I don't think Ken Owens is going to be in there that long.
Which is fair enough, but why would you immediately take that away when especially Kevin Steen is making his debut on the same night?
Perhaps that's what is going to be his debut.
What, you think that Kevin Steen's going to fuck over Sami Zayn? I think the opposite. I mean, their history is fantastic. Some of the greatest wrestling matches I've ever seen in my entire life, to be fair, Kevin Steen versus Sami Zayn. But I can see an angle where this will be Kevin Steen's debut and he helps Sami Zayn to win the title. And then maybe there's a month of feud where, like, I didn't need your help and bullshit like that. And wow, that would culminate in a match with Steen versus Zayn again, just like the good old days. I'd mark out like a little bitch.
Walker.
I think Zayn's going to win. I'm not going to go anything in depth about whole Kevin Owens and him. I don't think they're even going to be intertwined that early. I think it's just more of a backstory for fucking Kevin Owens. I don't see these guys touching each other at all. But I do think Zayn's going to win.
So allow that.
Either way, we win because Sami Zayn loses his main roster. If he wins, then he's champion. So happy days.
Yeah, definitely happy days either way, and it just shows you this particular match is probably more looked forward to than any match over NXT and TLC, which proves just how much good is down there at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel a bit of a dick for just saying that down there, because it's not down there, it's almost
over
up there.
Yeah,
over there is the right wordage.
It's definitely a par.
Definitely. And it's its own brand. And I'm still going with my Triple H angle for WrestleMania, but there you go.
Right, the two appearances. Kevin Owens will make his NXT debut. We've touched on that. So, Walker, you didn't. What are your thoughts on Kevin Owens making his debut?
I can't wait to see that. He's brilliant anyway. I'm looking forward to seeing how he translates to the NXT. Obviously, they're going to love him because they love Kenta and Devitt and everyone else. So we'll see what I go on then, Rasta. Oh, hold on, Trudeau.
Yeah.
So. There we go. And the next appearance, which will make me and Ant happy, Corey Graves will make an announcement regarding his future in wrestling.
I really hope it's not a bad announcement.
I think if it's bad, it's been so long they wouldn't. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I completely agree. And yeah, I'd mark out a little bit because. What a guy. I mean, but fuck, what a pool of talent they'd have if Corey Graves comes back as well. Jesus Christ, man. That'd just be amazing.
I hope that is, because they need, like, a top draw heel.
Heel. What sort of part of me that really sort of hopes is that Baron Corbin completely destroys Bull Dempsey in, like, 10 seconds. And then there's the appearance of Corey Graves that just comes out and looks at him like, you want to go with me instead? And that would be brilliant. That would be brilliant. Because I said a few months ago about the similarities that I see in the both. And Corey Graves is someone that I love.
It's more Corey Graves than CM Punk, whichever I just keep bantering around, just because he's got some chest tattoos. Do you know what I mean? That's the only reason people say Punk to Corbin.
But
there's more Corey Graves in there, definitely.
Corey Graves is certainly a superstar that I've been championing his side for a good, well, since I started back on wrestling, really, to be fair. And I see a lot of talent in him, and it's just so unfortunate he's had like a double concussion. I mean, for fuck's sake, how unlucky is that? But I do hope he comes back, and I do hope he comes back stronger than ever. And just stay safe, man. Stay safe.
Rubber up. Walker.
Yeah, rubber up.
What are your thoughts on Corey Graves then?
I'm not even a fan of him, if I'm going to be honest with you. No, I don't really care. Like, if he's been away for a while, I don't see it being like, oh, I'm going to retire. Or maybe, I think he's going to get back in the ring, I would imagine. But like, I'm just not a fan. I just, since he joined WWE, I've just been like, eh, this guy's. It's got boring a little bit. You know what I mean? Sterling James Keenan, he was good then, but Corey Graves,
there we go.
Fair enough. Horses for courses.
So, would you guys say, is NXT going to be a better show than TLC?
Yeah.
What kind of question is that, man?
You know, come on. It's...
Just throwing it out there to put the underline of the segment.
The problem you get is, when you're at the top of the tree, you get lax. And you get a bit lackadaisical, don't you? These kids are fighting for their whole careers every fucking week they're in. Because they need that push. And it just brings the best out of them. And they're young, charismatic, they're the future. And I always look forward to my NXT way more than I watch WWE. I look forward to it each week. I'm waiting for Thursday to come round. And yeah.
There we go. Then we'll move on now to the last segment, which is One Up, One Down.
Fair.
Awesome. And we'll go with Walker. What's your one up then, buddy?
My one up for this week will be Dean Ambrose stepping out of the ambulance. I thought that was just the coolest thing I'd ever seen in my entire life.
I thought that was a bit weird how they were smoking a bright light in an ambulance, but...
I thought it was jokes, mate. I thought it was fantastic. I liked the interaction in the main event, and like with everyone that's been on Team Cena and Team Authority, like the past few weeks, I've just enjoyed like the slow build with them and all the fighting and all the chaos. I think that's pretty decent. Especially, I love how like Seth Rollins does his little chest bump thing just before they do the triple powerbomb, exactly like how Roman Reigns does the little thing. You know what I mean? And that's pretty much like pretty interesting considering he's making his official return this weekend and he's coming straight for Seth Rollins' punk ass, as he's
already
said.
There's a lot of people coming for Seth Rollins.
Yeah, man. Especially me. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about. But yeah, that's my one up. Like just Dean Ambrose just being Dean Ambrose and like the build towards your feature matches on this weekend's card.
See, I enjoyed that, but I'd be more. I would have enjoyed it more if I had seen SmackDown. I didn't watch SmackDown, so I didn't know the whole fucking ambulance bullshit.
That was awesome selling by Ambrose on SmackDown. So that was awesome. It went on for about 10 minutes.
So it made the whole thing just like, oh, okay, I'm catching up on something. But it also made me think, well, maybe I should watch SmackDown.
Which is what they should do.
Yeah, exactly right.
What's your one down then, Walks?
My one down is the fact that on the recent Lucha Underground, Chavo didn't smack another bitch in the head with a chair, because that's just fucking funny, man. but seriously, my actual one down, only just cutting onto me like this, but the Vaudevillains are heel again. I didn't even notice until this week, until I watched NXT. It's like, when did that even happen? Why are they heel again now? Because like that one dude, the one that was used to be singing before, he's pretty much turned face and heel is pretty much half the time as Big Show has in his career this year. So that's just like annoying to me. But yeah,
they've been like heel since about like when they had the do-do-do-do music.
Since they
went dark music, they went heel.
I didn't even notice because I was still cheering for them because I was just such a fan of them. And then I just noticed, oh, wait, they're heels now, aren't they?
They're like, a playful heel, aren't they?
No, they're trying to be really fucking serious about it, aren't they? Like, clearly. And it's just like, it doesn't really translate well to me. You know what I mean? Mm. That's fucking bullshit, man. I'm too up, man. I was too up, man. That's horseshit.
I'm just really rubbish at it. Right, and
fucking something
like this. What's your one up? Thank you. What's your one up and one down then, buddy?
One up has got to be Mick Foley as Santa Claus on Raw. I loved
again.
It. What do you mean again? I've never done fucking one up Mick Foley as Santa Claus.
I'm sure everyone went crazy last week about it.
I didn't watch it. I didn't watch Raw last week.
That was better.
Oh shit! Oh well, I need to go watch Raw from last week then because I thought it was funny. I wonder why no one spoke about it.
But last week it was like people were like, "Is that Noel? We're not quite sure." And then he sits there and goes, "Oh, pass that over here, Noel." It was just like that. That was really like a funny moment. And then that's just this week, so it seems like it's going to be every week till Christmas.
Okay. I haven't watched Raw for the last few weeks. Obviously, things have got in the way, but I watched Raw this week and I thought it was great. So
good use of a legend, and it's good to get his daughter on there and everything.
That's the way to promote things on the show. That's the way to promote things on the show, and I've said
definitely.
It forever. One down has to be the Slammy Awards in general.
Lackluster on it.
I'd rather it just be a 20-minute show network, you know?
Yeah, that would work. Either treat it seriously or not.
Yeah, rather than... I really felt sorry for the fans that were there that night, because it'd be like... You want to watch a normal Raw, and then you're getting interrupted with a lot of this sort of nonsense. Not very good.
It's not the Slammies, and it's not a Raw. It's just sort of a hash of...
Exactly. It's not a great wrestling event to go to. So I felt a little bit sorry for the fans. Also, some of the fucking speeches and some of the... You know, Ricky Steamboat in particular was terrible. Rob Van Dam as always. Why the hell would you get Rob Van Dam to do it? He's fucking out the back. He's fucking more high than Walker is. He's fucking...
I wouldn't go that far.
But, what? Yeah, I mean, come on. I actually, I think the best one, and I can't believe I'm saying this, was Santino. He done all right.
He done SmackDown hosting last week. I hate the bloke, but that wasn't a bad SmackDown.
He does everything he's been asked of, Santino.
Included watching men in the shower.
Yeah, but that's not his voice, though, is it? He's a proper Canadian. He don't speak Italian. He's been given that bullshit gimmick for like 10 years. Poor fella. He's getting paid for it, I suppose. But
I was gonna say, I'd do his job if I can put a sock in my hand and keep going. I'm a twat. I'm a twat.
Yeah, you've got to laugh at yourself, I suppose. But yeah.
What are your thoughts, Walker, then, on the Siamese?
I'd rather not talk about it, to be honest. It wasn't that good.
There we go. Brilliant. Right. My up was, I don't like them, but if you're going to involve them, this is the way to do it. And that's Uso storyline with Naomi and The Miz. Oh, I am quite intrigued by that.
I couldn't stop watching the boobies. They're incredible.
She's certainly a fine specimen, isn't she, Naomi? She's got a hell of a...
well endowed in the Bristol area.
And bum.
She's
well endowed, although.
If her forehead weren't so big, she'd be fit.
The forehead makes great
time. A bag of sensations, mate. Do the Walker trick.
Ah, yeah. Good point.
So, yeah, if you're going to involve the Usos, having the jealous boyfriend, actually separating the two Uso characters as well is quite a... you know, that's the way to do it. So I'm quite happy with that. If you're going
to... that's your one
them.
Up.
Yeah. That's Usos that.
Crazy.
So, my one down is Charlotte on Raw. I like the fact she's on there. That's a brilliant move. Well happy with that, but a fucking two-minute match and a roll-up by Natalya.
Natalya. Jesus Christ. Really? Why?
That is the bit that's the down. I just don't know why they done it to push the thing. It's just like, yep, our mid-card diva is going to beat anyone in NXT. That's all I got from that.
Yeah. Definitely. It weren't a good look for NXT, was it, really?
It's not even like they put a clinic of a match on and then the Charlotte narrowly misses out. It was just 2 minute roll up. Ugh.
She was really over as well, and she had to leave.
Yeah, but that's a flair town, isn't it? South Carolina's one of his bigger parts. So that was probably why they done it.
Has anyone got any Watsits?
Random.
No, I've got another lager, which I'm going to take another little sip of. Lovely.
I've got a pack of M&M's.
Oh, I love M&M's. Which ones, though? Peanuts? Peanuts or chocolates?
Chocolate. Have you ever tried the American ones, the birthday cake flavoured ones?
Birthday cake? Oh, those fucking... Americans come over here and they moan about our food being shit, but they're fucking food.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to eat some grits. Fuck off. I've got to say, the M&M birthday cake flavoured ones taste a little bit like tangy, like sick, but they're quite Moorish.
Oh, man. Fucking hell. There's a little American... In Tesco's now, they do like a all-world thing. They sell like Reese's, all shit like that.
Oh, Lucky Charms.
I'm a bit hungry.
Their fucking food is disgusting. It's just... they're fat bastards. I've said it a million times.
They eat out test tubes, the amount of processed shit in there.
Fucking hell. No wonder they all shoot each other. So fucking fat.
High as a kite. Right. And on that bombshell, I think we'll leave it there for the week.
Hey, what about free rant?
Do you want a free rant? Go for it. It's our show. We'll do whatever we want.
I just wanted to have a quick word about the TNA logo that's just been released. What do you reckon of it?
I prefer it more to the old one, but it's the end of the day, logo, isn't it?
Yeah, logo's a logo. I like the way they've got like a six-sided. I'm going to sound like a complete... is it a hexagon six-sided? Or a hexagon five-sided? I should have gone to school, really, shouldn't I? What's a hexagon?
I think it's six, isn't it?
Hexagon is six sides, you
twat. Well, no, I fucking got it right then! Call me a twat, I got it right!
The fact that you had to ask about it is pretty, pretty disgusting. You work teaching kids. Come on now. Teaching uni kids. You work at Cambridge Uni. You teach kids.
No,
come
he
on.
Don't. He's a dog's body around there.
You teach kids. No, you teach kids, man. As far as I'm concerned, you teach kids and you disgust me.
Touch kids.
So do I.
Have you seen the new logo, Walker?
No, I haven't. Could someone, like, send it via Skype and I'll give you a live reaction?
Just type in new TNA logo on Google.
Okay.
Yeah. What have we got to do to fucking work for you, lazy bastard?
Because I'm fucking lazy. I'm baked, innit?
There was something else I wanted to talk about, but I can't remember now. And it was quite a big thing in wrestling, but it don't matter.
So we're something important you go and forget. That's brilliant.
Exactly. So it obviously doesn't mean
it's not that bad.
But there you go.
So, Walker, is there anything you want to leave us with? Any gems?
I really want to go to the chip shop.
Oh, yeah. Go on, get me some.
Can you get me a battered sausage, please?
Yeah, he likes battered sausage, doesn't he? You like a little sausage, Wayne? Yours is battered, but...
After a 3-hour raw.
Fucking right. I was just complaining about Americans' food, and you just said a battered sausage. A fucking battered sausage. Jesus Christ.
And on that bombshell, we... Man. And on that bombshell, we really are going to leave it there now. Thank you all for listening. If you want to tweet us, follow us, do anything on Twitter with us, it's at Second Shift Pod, and our email is secondshiftpod@gmail.com. Where can we find you, Anthony?
Don't ever call me Anthony again. the first fucking point. Second point, you can find me at MC Vigilante. Thanks for listening. Bye.
And Walker, where can we find you?
Find me in KFCs all across the fucking country.
Black Chicken.
Yeah, you know, Black Chicken all day. And if not, you can find me at MC Vigilante on Twitter. Please, you can follow me there. And if not, you know, you can suck my fucking sack in it. Lick my balls. I've got a onesie to put on for the social tonight, so thank you for listening. Suck my balls.
You can follow me on at Wayne's a Baker, and until next week.
No, you're not a baker anymore. What are you going to call yourself when you get a new job?
Wayne's a coach.
Wayne is a coach.
Wayne is a bus driver. Beep, beep.
That's just
Are you and Kiwi going to have races at the M1?
I thought you were going to say something else then, but...
Yeah, I was going to go there, but I changed at the very last second, because the support is too hard.
Coach driver dogging. Kiwi and Wayne.
Check out all the best sites. Right.
Cottaging with coaches. That would be like Commonwealth Connection. Cottage CC. Cottage coaching.
Coach cottaging, you idiot.
Well, either way works. Fucking dick. Let's leave. Let's go home.
There we go.
I am home. What am I doing?
And until next week, guys. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Peace.